Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. We go down to the Farm Bureau guest line. Check out favorites.com and go with the home team. Coach Brian O'Connor joins us as his team continues their winning ways, now 8-0 on the season. Coach, part of my job, as you know, is to be critical of you, be critical of your team. That's what they're going to ask me to do here on this Monday show. Help me out. Your team's 8-0. I think they're playing pretty good baseball. What are you seeing from your team that you would be critical of?
Well, I would tell you, Brian, that I think our base running needs to improve. We've ran into some outs on the bases. That's partly of being aggressive. I believe that being aggressive on the bases and putting the pressure on the other team. That said, there's a few instances that we're not playing smart baseball on the bases, and that's an area that needs to be cleaned up, because as the competition gets tighter and the games get tighter, that shows up. So I'd tell you that would be an area that needs to get better from an offensive standpoint. I felt like, 4 or 5 games ago, we needed to be more competitive with 2 strikes. I just felt like we were striking out too much. And then, over these last 4 or 5 games, I thought that has really improved. But that's always going to be an emphasis. And, I felt like we were getting a lot of hits and doubles and things like that. And it was great to see on Saturday against Delaware, us hit the ball at the ballpark 4 times. The Sunday game, the wind was blowing like crazy. Unfortunately, not straight out. And certainly it was tougher going to be for anybody to hit a ball at the ballpark. But, those are the things that I'd share right now. But overall, I think we're doing a really good job but certainly have things we can continue to improve on.
So you look at this week, 5 games, double-digit runs in 3 of those games. The other 2, you score 9 and 7 on a day, as you mentioned, where the wind was just wreaking havoc. Offensively, is it just guys starting to warm up and get acclimated, or are you seeing something and making adjustments from what you had week 1?
I think a little bit of both. Ace Reese has been hot all year in all the 8 ball games, but there's other guys that have, certainly stepped forward and emerged. And, we've been fortunate enough that we've got a lot of guys in the mix, a lot of different players from playing time. And to take a look at what we have, one of the real bright spots has been, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, Andrew Raymond, a left-handed hitting sophomore transfer, really showed that he can catch and throw at this level and was very, very aggressive with the bat. I really liked what he did offensively during those games, especially in the 2 games against Delaware that he was the starting catcher. So, that was a bright spot to see. It was great to see Jacob Parker get his first home run in a dog uniform on Saturday and had a couple of hits. That was great to see. So we're really building up some depth and some options, Brian, that, if we start with 1 lineup and they go to somebody out of the bullpen, we have pinch hitter opportunities and some different ways that we can play it. And, another guy, outfielder Vitas Valinkas, really sparked us on the Tuesday win over Troy and continued to do some good things throughout the weekend. So, just really proud of our guys, and they're staying hungry and ready for when their opportunity comes.
You kind of hit on something I wanted to ask you about there with Valinkas. Didn't play the first weekend for you. Drew Weyers didn't play the first weekend for you. They had great weeks for you this week. How difficult is making out that lineup card each and every day? Because it feels like you've got so many options. Somebody's going to be mad at you when it's all said and done.
Yeah, that's part of it. I mean, I talked to the team before the season and said, "Listen, we have a lot of good players that believe that they should play, and they have to show their patience and but also work to be ready for when their opportunity comes." And you mentioned two players, Drew Weyers and Vito Valinkas, that just they didn't play that opening weekend, but they stayed ready, and when they got the call, they've done the job for this team, and that's the way that it's going to have to be. And as we pile up the games, we'll have a better understanding of, okay, for the most part, who are the everyday players and who profiles best, who are the best matchups depending on who the starting pitcher is that we face.
So you had a Sunday game where Charlie Foster, second week in a row, doesn't have the best start. He had a rough first inning against Hofstra. This week it was the second inning. How do you talk to a player who you know is talented, you want to see him succeed, you want to keep him in this rotation because you know he can help your team, but he's struggling at this moment? What's the message to Charlie Foster?
Well, the message to Charlie Foster is that we believe in you. You've earned the opportunities because of how you've pitched, and I'm just a big believer in that they earn those, and but you have to continue to earn it as well. And so he's a talented young man. I mean, in the game on Sunday against Delaware, he blew through him in the first inning, looked like a big leaguer, and a couple of things didn't go his way. And those are learns and lessons as a young pitcher that really doesn't have much experience. I think he threw 11 innings last year at State, that he's got to grow and learn from those opportunities, because if you don't, there's it's going to be tough to get better and tough to stay in there. And so they're growth opportunities, and you either learn from them and push forward, or you get passed by. And we've got a lot of confidence in the young man. He's talented and just needs to continue to learn how to get it done when the challenging moments in the game happen.
I'm going to let you talk some big picture baseball here with this question. Ace Reese bats second for you, and this is kind of a new thing in baseball where the best hitter, we'll say, is batting second in lineups. You know that when you started coaching, Reese would have probably been your three or four hitter in all likelihood. What is the science, the methodology behind having a guy like Reese bat second?
Well, he has an opportunity to impact the game more often. It's not just about the first inning. It statistically it would tell you that spot over a season gets up more often, and it depends on the makeup of your team. I've batted him third a few times as well, as we get more guys going, that still might be an option to bat him third. But you just like, all of a sudden, if they get that first out, you like somebody like him come up and he's got a chance to hit a double or hit a ball at the ballpark. And you want to make sure those top three hitters, especially that third hitter, gets up in the first inning. So it's really evolved over the years, and the data would tell you that, not that you do everything by that, but it'd tell you that you should have your guy in that spot in the lineup.
Big midweek game. Austin Peay is a really good program. Mississippi State fans will remember their last trip to Duty Noble Field. They took one, not one, but two games from the Bulldogs a couple years ago from a team that ended up in a regional in Charlottesville. Who have you decided who's going to be on the mound for you to start the game?
I have not. We wanted to, get through this weekend and see who we needed to use, and then make the determination on the Tuesday starter. Duke Stone was an option, but we needed to use him today to win today's ball game. So, Coach Parker and I will discuss that tonight or tomorrow morning and get that figured out.
And then looking ahead, I know as a coach, it's a one game at a time approach for you, but we have to look a little bit ahead to this tournament you're going to be in this weekend. The level of competition going to jump up, potential showdown with the number one team in the nation on Sunday, the UCLA Bruins. As a coach, not to take anything away from Hofstra, from Delaware, Troy, and Alcorn, but are you excited about what looks to be a potential jump in competition for your team?
Oh, for sure. That, that's what you want. That's what it's going to be like in league play in the SEC. So, the playing great competition brings the best out of you, and that's why you play in a tournament like that. We're playing in Arlington is for that opportunity to play some really good ball clubs. So we're excited about that. Certainly, we've got a big one with Austin Peay in front of us, but after we're done with that one, we'll turn our attention to Arizona State on Friday, and then Virginia Tech and UCLA, and it should be a great tournament.
Should be a lot of fun to watch this weekend. You'll have to be on Flow Sports, Bulldog fans. Get that subscription. If you've still got your password from a couple years ago, it might still work. We'll check it out. Coach Brian O'Connor, Mississippi State Baseball. Thanks so much. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Brian.
Back in just a minute on Sports Talk Mississippi. We'll keep talking about the Diamond Dogs and all the great baseball around the Magnolia State when we come back.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.